heard Baruch Hashem the entire week in Yom from Hanukkah, Hocha HaGadol, HaGadah, hopefully has reached the stage and should reach the stage of Yesoros. We had Mesiba today, the entire yeshiva, Halacha, inspiring words. And perhaps we're aware of the Gemara in Yuma. Rav Chafes mentions a Maseach, a Yelot HaShachar, Omer Vasi, Loma Nimshla Esther LeShachar, Loma Lecho MaShachar Sofko HaLayla, Af Esther Sofko HaNissen. The last of the Nissen, the Nigla, the force and the Klal Yisrael was the time of Esther, time of Purim. The Gemara says, Wicca Chanukah. Chanukah came later by Sheni. So why is Esther Sof of all the Nisim? So the Gemara answers, Nitin Lichtov Karminen. That Esther is Nitin Lichtov is part of Kisvei HaKodesh, Megillas Esther. Megillas Tainis is not part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore it's not called the Sof. The Sof of Nisim. The Sof of Nisim is only totally on Ksiva. What's Pshat? Why is it so? Why is it so? What's the S'mor behind it? Also, we know that one of the main themes of Chanukah is Vashkicham Torah Sech. Shichas HaTorah. This is unique to Chanukah. Is it really? The second question could be, the Gemara says in Megillah Tezayin, La'ahidim Moisa or of the Simch of the Sosan, or a Zu Torah. And Rashi explains, Shagozra Aleim Haman Shal Yasek B'Torah. The Haman's wish and desire was Shalom Yasek B'Torah. So this is only unique to Chanukah, and Purim was able to learn Torah? Not at all. So why is it Shichas HaTorah only mentioned in the Al-Nissen, only mentioned by Chanukah and not by Purim? So of course, on the second question, one could answer as follows. A basic assumption. The difference between Gezeirah of Purim and that of Chanukah. That is that on Purim, the Gezeirah Shloivasek B'Torah. They shouldn't learn Torah. Destroy Torah completely. Torah should never be learned. That's a haftocha. Ki lo sishchach mepi zaro. Shein Torah mishtachachas mezaro legamri. As the Gemara Kufla Mechest and Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Kilo sishkach mipizar. That's haftocha. That can never, ever, ever be. And throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, that even though there are times of a sakana, a bittul Torah, the people, gedolim, learn Torah af apikin. You cannot destroy Torah. You cannot destroy Torah. As Avtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purim is his man of the Guf. How does Klal Yehudim? Torah cannot be destroyed, but what about Yehudim? That's Purim of the Guf. We don't have to go into that. Simchas HaPurim, Suras Purim, which you don't find as much in Chanukah. Chanukah, on the other hand, was differently. It wasn't not to learn Torah, but shichas HaTorah. What's shichas HaTorah? To forget Torah. How do you forget? I find it. The most frustrating thing is if you don't remember that which you learned an hour ago. You don't learn a sugya that you went over and over. And the sugya happens to be the beginning of Klal Gadol. of the Ovis of Ayin Gimel, the beginning of Yitzias Shabbos, the Torahs that you learned. Maybe a hint will help. Give me a hint. Shikha. And Shikha comes about, and we heard already today, if there's a mixture, as we have to light Bifnim, Bachutz, we light Bachutz to upset the Chitzonis. Those things that in the street will cause us to leave Torah. But unfortunately, it's no longer in the street. The internet is right in our pockets. All the Yitzharas are right smack, and it can come even in a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash. Right here. So therefore, it has to be Bifnim. So what does that mean? That means to say that the Yevonim, which represents Choshech, so Malchus Yavin, Sheshech Einayim, Sheyisro, Megzerosim, they made their eyes dark, meaning they couldn't see. It wasn't clear that Shechas HaTorah. That we put up other things in our mind, and therefore Torah is not clear. That creates Shechas HaTorah. The learning of Torah, the way we learn Torah, with a kol, with a niggun. It's very difficult to live with a niggun and an iPod. Sing a niggun. It's not singing. It's not chazonis. It's not hollow. Tomorrow's hollow. It's to understand. To ma'ayin. To say it over. To chazorah. Someone said, one of our Rosh Hashivas, that they used to make fun, and they still do, Torah Madda, Torah Madda, Torah Madda, Torah Madda. And what's wrong with that? He says, I believe in Torah Madda, and so does everyone here, and so does Chazal. Every Masori Shabbos, where we say, the Madda Torah Secho. It's Masori Shabbos. How far do we believe in Madda? That's not a modern terminology. Chas v'sholom. The Madda Torah Secho. Madda! To know Torah, to feel Torah, to learn Torah, the Madda Torah Secho. Something we made up. Why, you made up a new term? Madda Torah Secho. And in this sense, is Hanukkah. Therefore, Hanukkah lo nitin lichtov. It wasn't written down. Why not? Because it hasn't finished. Chanukah is today. Whatever the Nisyonis existed in the Zman of the Chashmonoim exists now too. We're not finished. We're not finished. It's not a Siyum. So therefore, this was not written down. So the end of the Nisim, either there are many Nisim, even after Purim, but Torah Nitin the Kosev, Akan the Sulo, there'll never be Lahashba Agis Kla Yehudim, is Purim, not Hanukkah. I'd like to spend just a few minutes and to mechazik ourselves in this concept of Shichas HaTorah. Shichas HaTorah. We know we say two brachas every night, and Shechyonu is not something unique to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. By every mitzvah, once a year we do it, we say Shechyonu. L'hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and the bracha of Sh'asa Nisim Avasim. So Taisa says, in Sukkah we're all aware of it, the brichas haroeh, it's said by the Ner Chanukah. So Tosfos asks, Amen Vav, why is this only Brichas HaRoah on Chanukah? Why is it in Mezuzah also? So Lachem Bayis. So he has a bias. You should make a bracha. So Tosfos wants to say, and gives two answers, but comes back to the first answer, Chaviva Denes. He shows Chaviva Denes. So therefore the brachas she'asa nisim avaseinu is shows chavivas. Chavivas anis. This gives another answer. It's halachim bayis. So halachim bayis, that's why you don't see halach of she'asa nisim when you see a lulav and an esrog or tefillin, but you should say bracha and mezuzah. So he says, no, chavivas anis. Chavivas anis. That the Rosh mentions in Psachim is such an important klal as he has, you know, the klalim that why brachas begin with lamed and then al lahadik ner shachanika al mikra megillah al and lamed. So there are machlokes rishonim, Rosh Ran, what is a klal? So one of the pshatim is a lamed is when you do it yourself, but there's no shlichus, and al is when there's a shliach. So in fact, the Rosh Akashe, I near Chanukah, you can do it all your shliach, and we say lahadlik near Chanukah, not al hadlokas. So and for one of the Torah Tosfos, the Rosh gives an answer, chavivo, chavivas anes, everyone wants to do it himself. True, you can do it al shlichas, so you can do it al shlichas, it should be al, but lamaise, it's done. The head of the home does it, ish near beso, or the person chaviva, chavivas. So chavivas shows, chavivas anes shows it's so much chavivatas that what? We do it ourselves. As the Rama mentions, and when those in Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, says the same idea, mitzvah ner Chanukah, mitzvah chavivahu ad l'mod, v'soch odom, l'zorbo, ke la'odia hanes, l'hosef shevach, okay. So therefore, chavivas anis, yourself should do it. Shows chavivas, love. If you love something, you don't send someone else to do it, you do it yourself. That's why we say, even there, you should be so, but therefore, every member of the family also is madik neris. Chavivas. We show chavivas. The Hari shows chavivas by madik halachas neris. Or by even by seeing the neris. He shows chavivas. So therefore, how is that going to help when it comes to Shikas HaTorah? How does that help? The Gemara says, a simple piece of Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Chav Gimel, that Omer of Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Sorach Levorach. Rav Yirmiyahu says, Haroah Sorach Levorach. What's the Kiddush of Rav Chia Barashi? That you're madlik near Chanukah, you should say a bracha. Shkach. Every mitzvah, not only derives the rabbanim, you make a bracha. What's the chiddush here? The bracha is a mitzvah. And if you don't say the bracha, you're yoytze. Halakha is a mitzvah. Halakha is a mitzvah. You don't say the bracha, you're yoytze. Comes with Yaakov Emden and Morik Seal. Stephen Morik Seal says no. A chiddush nor, if one does not say the bracha, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, he is not yoytze the mitzvah. Me olam lo shamanu zorizeh. If one does not say a bracha on tefillin, on tzitzis, on the lulav and nesrog and shofar, he's not yoytze the bracha. He's not yoytze the mitzvah. Not yoytze b'shaymusi, he didn't say a bracha, but he's yoytze the mitzvah. Brachas are drabbanan. It's not bechas haTorah. It's not bechas haMosen. He's not yoytze. And tell me, if he learns without a bracha, he's not Mekayim Talmud Torah. He's not Mekayim Talmud Torah. How can you say this? And that's what the Gemara is telling us. Ha mevorach sorach, ha madlik sorach levorach. The bracha is mi'akiv. Why is the bracha mi'akiv? Because it's sugi before. And it's sugi about look oy semitzvah, hanok oy semitzvah. So the Gemara says, if a person has a nair in his hand, and he puts it down, so if you hold Hanukkah Yoytze Mitzvah, he should be Yoytze. The Gemara says no. Why? Because over there we have Hanukkah, the Fimor. So why is that Yoytze? Because the Hanukkah is this kind of Hanukkah. People think the what? He's doing it. It appears that he's just doing it. It's like a flashlight. He just doesn't know where to go. So he madlik the nair. That means to say, we look at the nair. When we see eight candles, I would walk into your house, I would say, whose birthday is it? Whose birthday? Who's eight? I see your son. I see your son is 8 years old. There's eight candles. How do you know that it's not a birthday? Especially if you put it on a cake. You put it on a cake. Can you madlik neros on a cake? On a cake. That's the menorah, a cake. A cake. The menorah looks like a cake. A cake. So therefore, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. You have to say the words. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Without the words, it doesn't show anything. Especially the Festival of Lights. In Times Square, they're having lights. In the Rockefeller Center, lights. We have lights and they have lights. Chas v'sholom lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Hashem gesham esav tzivanu. This is the tzivanu. And this is Yaakov. According to, maybe it's not halacha, but he learned the pshat in the Gemara. That's the finish of the Gemara. You don't find that in Kriyas Megillah. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So this could be. Shikra comes when we just do mitzvahs anashim b'lamada. We don't think. We don't think what we're doing. We just do the ma'aseh mitzvah. Now how are we supposed to feel that the ner Chanukah is also l'shtamish v'ruam elirosim b'ruam. Real, look. What do I see? So the Gemara Shabbos says by the menorah, the oru sarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our or. It's Hashuas HaShchinah. Where do you see in our lighting Hashuas HaShchinah? Where is Hashuas HaShchinah? I don't see it. Nisim and Flos, I don't see anything. Where do you see Nisim and Flos? There's Shikra in our life. I'm a Meisim. How do you see it? We all are aware of this and are not aware of this. In the morning, we all put on tefillin. I didn't come here today to tell us to put on tefillin. But we all know that before you put on tefillin, not just the Shem Yichud, but the words of the tefillin beforehand, before we say, and even you say, Alantiyah Torah Hashem Eficho, that's Miyakev, according to Bach, you should have in mind, before you make the bracha, to have in mind two things. But there's a long Hashem Yuchad in Yimuch Mezumin. We say over there, the Tzivonu lo niach ha-yod, the Zichon Tshua and Zoran and Tuya, she neged alev, the Shabi b'zeh, tavas machshavas lebeinu l'avadoso. Tavas machshavas lebeinu l'avadoso is Baruch Shemo. Arosh, neged ha-moach, shen shomu shemochi, im shal chushai, chushai v'chusai, v'chokosai, kulam yu mishibonim l'avadoso. If we said that every morning, we'd have a roishim on us. We're controlled by our tithes, by machshavas, our shmon esrei. Can we say all of shmon esrei tonight, mitz Hashem, without other machshavas only on perish amilis, and dalef nimiyat omein? Can you do that? That's a job. That's a job. To say lahaniach, to say lahadik ner shel Chanukah, and have in mind, lahadik ner shel Chanukah, and machshavas should only be on the ner and nothing else. That's shchina. You say nisim. Every day is a nes. That's talk. How do you say the ma'aseh? You say the ma'aseh every morning when we say Pokeach Ivrim, Mal Bisharumim, Matir Asurim, Sokev Kefufim, and we have Kavana, every word. Perish Amilus. Perish Amilus. Rhea, look. Look at Bokhar and Nishishiva. Look at Bokhar and Nishishiva, how they daven, how they learn, how they talk to others. They're so polite. They're so kind. They smile. We need to learn that. Because we don't. How they daven. They're our smarter learning. Look at that. That means Rhea. We don't have to be like the Rebbe's that sat a half hour. We're not in that Madriga to look at the Ner Chanukah. Just sit and look and look and look and look and look and look and look. But at least the Bracha, the Havik Ner Shel Chanukah, Shasin Yisrael Avaseinu, Pokeach Ivrim, Malvi Sharumim, Matir Asurim, Baruch Hashem, we can see. Sokei Kefufim. My back was hurting me and now I can walk, Baruch Hashem. Hanosin Layu Efkoach, Maybe the Bristers don't say it. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's a beautiful bracha. I know something. If you come at night, I'm exhausted. I'm zonked. I can't even say Birchas Hamapo. I didn't even take off to wear my pajamas. I just fell into bed. And I say, I know something. I have a cough. The next morning, where's your kavana? Where's your kavana? We have to hear this. Where's that kavana? We're not even aware of it. It's not presence on mind. This is shikha. I forgot. I can say the, I can rattle off these brachas. I can rattle them off. Speed read. I can rattle them off. Go through a Hanukkah. And not to be aware. Mir Hashem. Tomorrow, we already have an introduction. Tomorrow's Hallel. Hallel tomorrow is going to be li'elo, li'elo, li'elo. It says by if. Ma odma zeh. What's this red stuff? He was so intrigued, impressed with the color, with the chitzonius, with the taiva. That's all he saw. He didn't saw his inside. Whatever it is, it looks good. It tastes good. Hallel, the nigunim are fantastic. Tomorrow's Nigunim? Wow-wee! What about the words? Where's the Kavana behind it? Where's the Kavana? This is what we have to hear. Two Bachurim were on a van. One was speaking about his Rebbe, one was speaking about his professor. They both admired both of them. And they came over to the Asana Shemesh with him. Asana Shemesh. They both said, our Rebbe, he said to my professor, have beautiful personalities. Their classes are very entertaining, very excitable, very knowledgeable, very clear, and very precise. This is Rebbe, and this is a teacher in the afternoon. Very good. That's fantastic. You should go to that shiur and go to that class. That's what you should sign up for. And Yira in Chochma. But where's the Yir Shemayim? From that shir, my davening is different. My Yir Shemayim. I've said this so many times that Dr. Revel, the first, I heard this before I came to this yeshiva. I never saw Dr. Revel. He would pat a book on the back and ask, how is your Yir Shemayim today? You ever hear those words? How is your Yir Shemayim as a drusha? I found it somewhere in the Mishnayos. What? How is your Yir Shemayim today? And I don't think he meant it to be cute. A cute word. Very cute, very nice. You should smile at. How is your Yir Shemayim? What is the purpose of Hanukkah? Well, what is the hollow? To see. My brothers are different. My davening is different. My Omen Yesh Merabah is different. Isn't this a purpose? If you say these words before we put on tefillin, before we wear tzitzis, the Shem Yichud. Main thing, those words, therefore, I'm more in guard. When I daven Shemona Esrei, Hashem is supposed to say, Tiftach, the Yagin, to take it slow. I'm more lifting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I should have Kavana. Bear in mind, then you'll have more Kavana, that's for sure. Tips. Today in the news, they give you tips on health, tips on stocks, tips. So what's a Musar Shmuz? A Musar Shmuz is a tip. To go ahead and before davening, to think, how am I going to daven tomorrow for Shacharis? That after you finish the shir, just chazer over while you're walking what you learned. A little bit. See how much you remember. See how much, just the Gemara. You may remember the shir, not the Gemara, whatever it is. Chazer a little bit. A tip. That's not what we're here for. The haros, the gavs are nice. And without that, the shikhas the Torah. And that's what the Yevonim wanted, to make a choshech, darkness. What did you learn? Fantastic shir. Can you say it over? No. I can't say it over. The Rav is always fond of saying Taisis and more Rashi and Brachas. If they can't repeat the shir after it was given, he just gives perhaps schar lich. That's all there is sitting there. But he doesn't know a thing. Just repeat something in your mind. Why are you walking? Why are you just walking? Repeat something. In your mind, you're talking to Chaver Mavadis. These are the Inyanim of Chanukah. Chanukah is unique. It's unique because Chanukah still exists. It's not a miracle in the past. A past miracle. It exists every single day. Every single day. Shichus HaTorah. Shichus HaMitzvahs. Shichus HaBori Olam. And through our Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, through the Bracha, through Sh'asu Nisim L'Avoseinu, through our Machshavas, through being persistent and making a commitment, this is how we will go L'mayla L'mayla Nevoz Hashem, to reach a higher Madriga in Shleimus Adim. In Mirz Hashem, we should be Zoich L'kach. Thank you very much. Thank you.